Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network. Work.
Little Lies. All right, check this out, guys. WNBA star Sue Bird admitted that when she was a kid, she lied that NBA star Larry Bird was her uncle. It's like a famous story in my childhood school and neighborhood that I lied and I would tell people he was my uncle. This is what Sue Bird told Insider. She said, all the time. I mean, I was like 6 or 7, so I feel like that's excusable. Because she was a kid. She was a little kid when she said it. So here's the question to you, Steve, to you, Tommy, to you, Junior. Do you have like a, and we already know the answer to this. We just want to know what it is. But do you have an epic lie that you told when you were a kid? And how long did you stick with this lie? And did you ever come clean and tell the truth?
Epic lie.
Well, they found
out.
Yeah,
like some major lie.
I thought it wasn't true, but it turned into a lie.
You know,
I told kids in the neighborhood that we had money, and they told me, talking about how y'all got money and y'all live next door to us. I said, but we got it though.
You stuck with it.
I stuck with it. I found out we didn't have no money.
Truth?
Yeah, I found out my mom, but we ain't got no damn money. Stop telling them kids that.
I love your family, Junior.
Yeah, so I found that out. That's the lie I stuck with.
We got money. We're rich.
Yeah,
let's see.
Do.
Mine is probably I dated a girl. Telling people I dated a particular girl, but really didn't date that girl, but just was saying that she went to another school. Yeah, that was my girl right there. That's my girl right there. And then my best friend around the corner, like, I just saw this girl at the grocery store with another dude. That is not your damn girlfriend. I don't know why are you lying?
Girls.
You telling everybody that's your gal. That ain't your gal. You know, we from Texas. That ain't your gal.
Gal. Wow.
Gal.
All right, Uncle just, Steve. Let's hear it.
It's so many.
I've been lying since
yeah,
I
which
was
one?
Four.
Since you can.
I don't even know what.
Where to start.
Epic lies. So many. Epic.
Give us one epic.
Did you ever tell your parents a lie or your good friend?
Yeah, I had to. I was trying to get my... I'll tell you one thing. I didn't lie, but I just held it out. I was in the sixth grade one time, and I got misplaced in the school system. I went to school one day, and they put me in a special kid court class for special kids, mm-hmm. You know, back then they called them slow. Back then. And so I went in a special class. And after I got in there the first day and I ain't seen none of my friends. And then I came in the next day and I just knew everything. You know, my hand just stayed up. You know, I was volunteering, you know. Because the questions was, I'm in the sixth grade and, you know, what is 3 times 3? 9! You know, I'm just frying off, you know.
But that's wrong. That's wrong right there.
So we took a pop quiz, and I aced it. I was through it. I'm looking around like, why are they still writing? Man, these baby-ass questions. So I stayed in there for about 2 weeks. All the pop quizzes was aces. I sat on the front. I couldn't wait for her to ask any question. My hand was up first, and she took me down to the office and said, come with me, brother. And we went down to the office and she said, I'm not sure he's supposed to be here. And so they checked my records and they had put me in the wrong class. And I went right on back to that regular class and got them D's like I was supposed to get.
Isn't that a good story?
One of them. Russianism. I was in that special class. I was one of my greatest school experiences. That's the first time I knew every damn thing the teacher was talking about.
You wanted to stay, didn't you?
Four, anybody know what 4 times 4 is? 16!
You killing it. You was killing it.
Dog. Yes. She couldn't get it out before I knew.
Funny, Steve. We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up in 20 minutes after, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR. The Motor Racing Network.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.